You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we're whipping up a sweet recipe to spice up design dilemmas.
Upcycling design diva, author of the Design Cookbook, and co-host of HGTV's Design on a Dime and Style Network's Tacky House, Kelly Edwards cooks up some cures for the common room and quick fixes with style that won't break anyone's budget.
Sarah Peterson, editor-in-chief of HGTV Magazine, sneak peeks us behind the scenes of HGTV's most popular people, places, and programs.
And we check down some super easy cleanup quick tips from the NBC 10 show.
It's all happening next
on My Fix It Up Life.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
You are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And today is all about easy, fun, fast fixes that you can do with stuff around your house. And we have some great guests coming up to share that with us.
Yeah, we do. And that's one of the things that I really like as a mommy person. And I say
mommy person. I got to write it down.
Because, you know, I'm busy. I work, you know, we have kids and we're fixing up our house. And I don't want to have to make... I like to complexify of other things in my life, but I don't like complexifying fix-ups in my life. And there's so many easy things that we've already shared that can make your life so much easier, especially if you're having company over or if there's just a little thing in your house that's driving you crazy. You don't have time to go whole hog and fix it up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like you can fix a floorboard, for example, that gets a scratch. Say you move a piece of furniture or the dog does it or whatever. And you're looking at it.
The dog moves the furniture?
And now, if your dog moves your furniture, I want you to email us at info@myfixitupLife.com.
And I want to see that dog moving that furniture. You get a prize for that.
So, for example, in real life,
your dog scratches your floor.
Or moves your furniture.
Or moves your furniture and scratches the floor that way.
Instead of taking out the floorboard or sanding it and doing all the stuff, you can do a quick fix. Just take a walnut and rub the oil into the scratch, and that will help fix it.
Well, you know, you want to crack it open so that it...
You don't rub the shell on there.
No, you don't.
Gouge it more.
You crack it open, and then the oil, you want to crack it open immediately so the oil is like, all right there. And then you'll be able to rub it on. And it actually really does give the illusion that the scratch isn't there.
That's right. That's right. And it does explain why my experiments with the walnut have not worked so far.
Yeah, you don't want to just rub walnuts on the floor.
It's still in the shell.
Yeah, that's not so good. We've also shared some other tips, too, about, like, you know, static electricity can be such a crazy thing, especially as we're getting into the colder months and you're running your heat. You can just use a dryer sheet and you can rub that on your couch or your pets or whatever to try to get some of the sting out of the static electricity, so you don't zap your family.
Right, and sting is almost a segue like you planned it. There are still mosquitoes and bugs and stuff in the air, and an easy fix for that is putting toothpaste on the bug bite. That'll withdraw some of the stuff and make it feel better, especially for kids.
Yeah, and then another thing that we've shared too is crayon on the walls. It drives you crazy because every kid likes to experiment with coloring outside of the lines on their paper. The easy thing to do is to just take some toothpaste and you rub it onto the wall and it just comes right off. It's kind of ridiculous how easy it is. So I'm really excited to talk to our guests today. We're talking with Kelly Edwards, and she's known as one of the designers on Design on a Dime on HGTV. So her whole mojo is trying to, you know, to creating gorgeous design without breaking the bank.
Without the budget buster. And I'm really psyched to talk to her to find out fun ways that you can fix up a space easily and quickly.
Yes, both, I like that.
And I hope we can go both inside and outside the house, because I'm all about going outside.
You are all about going outside. It's hard to keep you inside. Because when we start talking about, like, fabrics and colors and the whole thing, you're like,
I ask, when can I mow it?
Yeah, when can I start rubbing the walls and floors with nuts and drinking beer and watching football?
Well, we're also talking with Sarah Peterson, who is the editor-in-chief, not just editor. I like adding the chief part. Makes me feel important.
Yeah?
Yeah. Of
not even your title.
No, well, I want it in my title
now.
You're
the chief co-host of My Fix It Up Life. There you go.
Co-host.
Write it down.
You heard it.
Sarah, who is the editor-in-chief of HGTV Magazine, is joining us today. And, you know, HGTV Magazine is wildly popular, and it's so cool to be able to, you know, learn about what some of the people that you see on the HGTV shows are doing, like, in their own lives.
Right.
And that's something that we ask about all the time here on our show, on My Fix It Up Life, is, you know, I know what you do on TV, but, like, what are you doing at your house?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So
what
she's
going to
sneak
on?
Peek the next issue of HGTV Magazine for us, and it should be hitting newsstands around now or very soon.
Yeah, and she's going to key us in on kind of what the magazine's about if you haven't seen it, and clue us in on some key features that they're dealing with. Also, this is the last week you can win our Bob Ironman Stroller Prize Pack, which is a $550 retail value. This is the last week, so sign up. Go to myfixitoplife.com, click on free stuff, and enter to win.
Yeah, we already have, I think it's more than 30,000 entries to win this stroller. It's an amazing stroller, and I kind of am sad that I don't have one, Mark.
Weather shield, handlebar,
Mark.
Console, snack tray.
Mark?
I hear what you're saying. I'm going to run us into a break.
Okay.
Which we have to take now. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
My Fix It Up Life, and it is Fix It Up Finds time.
Fix It Up Find time, go.
I've got a find for you that you are going to be thrilled about.
Bracing myself and fully braced.
Okay, now that you're braced, you know that book that you've been reading about trash that
Love
I gave you for
book.
Your birthday?
I'm on a second book.
Do you know what the name of the trash book is?
The one that you are talking about is Waste and Want.
Yes, that book.
Yes,
okay.
Fascinating.
So, you know, getting the whole mojo of Waste and Want, and let's, you know, just take it all in, and you do feel it? Do you want me to burn some
Oh, there's
candles?
Mojo. I'm sorry.
Do you
I didn't
feel it?
I didn't realize
crystals
that.
Crystals and all the whole thing.
Let me thump my upside down trash can.
Now, you know, thinking about Waste and Want and how people, we didn't used to throw everything away. We used to actually reuse everything that we had, and down to, like, you know, bones from the meat and, like, rags and everything. There wasn't really anything that we ever threw away, what, 200 years ago?
The notion of someone coming to pick up your trash is new in the 20th century, really. Maybe late 19th.
Well, I don't think anyone is going to grade you on that. But you know, thinking about that, and I recently, you know, uncovered for me a new thing that's not that new, that's been around for since the 1930s.
Okay. All right, 1930s.
So it's older, it's newer than... It's older than, I don't know.
It's newer than something old, yet older than something new.
Can you believe that?
So we've got a timeline on this.
Anyway.
I'm going to do a CSI on this right now.
Is that, you know, it really always impresses me when I think back that people always reuse, like, rags and clothes to make new clothes and make new things out of them. And the amount of clothes that we go through at our house that we give away to friends and family or... you know, to Goodwill or Salvation Army or something like that. And this is something that totally blows my mind, that people since the 1930s have been actually using spoiled milk to make fabric.
Liquid into solid?
Well, not necessarily exactly liquid into solid. What they do is they take the protein out of the spoiled milk.
Okay.
And then they are able to actually make it into a fabric.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And what happened was back in the 1930s, they started making this kind of fabric because the supply of wool and cotton was a little lower back then.
Right.
So they started using this milk-based fabric in order to allow more fabric to be available for use.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was reading about this designer, and I'll get her name wrong. She's from Germany. Her name is Anke or Unk. And what she's done is she's improved the process of making fabric out of milk. And it makes it into this like silky texture, which is so cool. And she calls it Q milk.
Like the letter Q.
Totally.
Okay.
And so what she's done is she's been able to, you know, make it so that it's biodegradable and there's no waste and she doesn't use any harmful chemicals and she actually uses less water than originally they were using to make fabric out of spoiled milk.
Fascinating.
Seriously. And I think if spoiled milk can be upcycled, I don't know what can't be upcycled. So what's your find, Mark?
My find is something we saw when we spent a week on Cape Cod.
Really?
Which of the days do you think I found a fix-it-up find?
I have no idea because we went to Provincetown and we didn't do whale watching, so it can't be that.
It's not a whale.
And I ate a lot of seafood.
It's not a fish.
And it was, like, the water was gorgeous. Oh, and the people that were doing all of the, what is it, the kite sailing or something
like
that?
Kite surfing.
Kite surfing.
Oh, it's not that.
Not that either?
Even though I want it to be that.
Oh.
No. It's a pie safe.
I'm so glad it's a pie safe instead of, like, there was a tractor on the side of the road that you wanted to buy, and you're like, oh, surprise, it's being delivered.
That was a brush breaker fire truck. I don't know how it got there. It's like from some fire department in California, but I want it.
Yeah, I'm afraid that was your find, so.
No, it's not the brush breaker fire truck. That's okay. That's next time.
Oh, no.
No, it's not that. It's a pie safe that we saw at Chris and Peyton Lampton's house.
Oh, yeah. That was a wedding present to them, right?
It was a wedding present to them, and it was given to them by their friend and the lead carpenter on HGTV's Going Yard, a carpenter named Derek,
mm-hmm.
and he does all the carpentry there for them, pergolas and that kind of thing. But his avocation, what he loves to do is build furniture.
Okay.
So despite the fact that he made this Uber pergola for them and all this stuff on their wedding reception episode, he made them totally off camera just because he loves them this pie safe. But what's awesome about it is that everything in it is recycled.
Oh, yeah.
It was made out of pallets.
Pallets, that's right.
So all the lumber was made out of pallets, and you can tell that he sanded them and planed them and jointed them to get the rough boards into really good shape, but he kept all like the nail holes and those kinds of things. So had a totally antique look. He had rusted and reused hinges.
Yes, I loved those.
Those were great. It looks like they've been underwater,
you know,
for like...
I really thought that it was not a new pie safe. I thought it was actually really old. So... It was actually really cool that he made something out of something old that's new that looks old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Well, yeah. The one part of it is actually old. The actual tin perforated door panel is an old tin ceiling from a renovation that he found somewhere from Boston. They pulled the ceiling down. He got some of the tin, and he used that in the frame and panel door.
That's really cool.
So part of it is actually old, part of it's new, but the whole thing is upcycled and it looks awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great piece of furniture in their house.
Well, I would love to find out. We need to find out if he has a website or any way for people to contact him, because I bet there are people out there that would support his avocation of furniture builder.
You just go to Martha's Vineyard and ask for Derek.
Really?
That's where his shop is.
Okay, just go to Martha's Vineyard and ask for Derek, because everybody knows who he is there, of course.
Well, there's one other thing, too, because he was able to find all that hardware and stuff, but if you can't find it, I looked for a couple places online, and D. Lawless Hardware actually has the door panels and all kinds of different patterns and stuff, and it's really cool. So if you can find a pallet, which is easy, but you can't find the other stuff, you can kind of make your own that way.
Really cool. Are you going to make one for me?
Well, I'm going to make a break, which we're taking now. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Around 9 o'clock, time couldn't have been much better. Just looking for a place to go, somewhere I could just lay low, brave the storm and wait for better weather.
Got paint prep? Do it the hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. Scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune into the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. Tip the kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the
park. And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and there's nothing to me like sitting down with a magazine.
There isn't?
I love sitting down with a magazine. Even when I edited magazines.
You know, I want to call you on that. That's wrong, because you like to do everything standing up. And there is nothing like sitting down with a magazine for you, because you don't do that.
Because I don't do it. I will admit mea culpa to that.
Yes.
I often read at the kitchen counter. And a weird habit, I start from the back.
You do.
And I flip backwards.
Yes.
It makes the stories hard to follow. And then the room was beautiful.
Well, you'd be doing very well if you were reading in Japanese, because that's how they write their books. But I don't think that's how we're doing it here.
I believe that our guest, Sarah Peterson, who is the editor-in-chief of HGTV Magazine, might bring a different approach to her publication. Sarah, what do you say?
I hear that a lot. A lot of people read magazines like that. I do that sometimes. Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people read magazines like that.
See, I am.
As far as putting the magazine together, publishing, we're going to stick to front to back.
Front to back.
Very chronological around here.
I believe it. And with the absolute staggering sheer number of stories you have in there on just an awesome variety of topics, I realize
that's what the readers have responded to well, too, and that was always the mission from day one. We wanted to be call ourselves a home lifestyle magazine, and not only do a great job representing this super popular brand called HGTV, but make its own magazine that was very dense and very multi-topic. So when it came to life at home, it had to be more than just decorating and makeovers, although we love those, but we have to tackle every topic that you deal with every day as a homeowner or a renter. You're dealing with lawn mowing, you're dealing with laundry, you're dealing with light bulbs, you know, all kinds of stuff that you need to be aware of and you need help with all around your home. So we always thought of it as a multi-topic home lifestyle magazine that could help you with your daily life at home. Not just if you're going through a big project like remodeling your kitchen, but how do you get through the day, a little better with some home tips and advice and friendly, fun help.
Well, and I love that. And I have to ask you because, you know, you created this magazine from a, you know, TV network and the whole thing. And how much of right. the magazine has spilled into your own home life where you're at home and, you know, everybody has little things they have to fix up and little problems yeah. they encounter. And are you just like an encyclopedia of every HGTV tip like that's ever been created?
Projects. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not just for the magazine to kind of test things out. I was trying some cleaning tips that someone gave us in an article. I was testing those out the other day. We've gotten a bunch of tools in the office I wanted to test out. There were some design ideas that came in from a very crafty person with some paint ideas, and I love to paint, so I wanted to try those. So, you know, we're constantly, as editors, with all this talent around us, we're constantly bombarded with all these great ideas that we want to try in our own homes and then hopefully share with readers.
And you've been a yeah. lifestyle editor for a while, but working, you know, being the editor of HGTV magazine, do you find that more of your friends and family are calling you up? You know, like the doctor that your friend
and
is
I tell them to go read the magazine and watch HGTV. that's where all the answers are. Sometimes, but I do, you know, at the office, I would say we try, when you ask me, like, where do you get ideas, how do you want to get ideas for the magazine, we talk a lot about it just in the office. We share all kinds of stories. What are we all doing at home? What are the problems that are coming up? What battles are we doing in our own yards? What can we not figure out in our own homes? What do we need help with? And that generates a lot of story ideas. And then we meet with the HGTV hosts and also the DIY Network hosts because we feature both of those talent pools in the magazine. And we ask them the same questions. What are you working on in your homes? You're a real person with a real house. You must have real problems. Tell us about yours. Are you remodeling anything? Have you learned anything during that remodel? And sometimes story ideas come from that, what they're doing in their own homes, and sometimes just what people are asking them more and more about.
Well, I love this because I'm looking at part of the October-November issue, and it looks like a picture of Sabrina Soto that's like cleaning under her couch.
Oh, yes.
And that's kind of hilarious
to me. Because we were talking to her. She lives in New York, and so sometimes she's easier to get together with and talk because we're in New York, too. So we were at an event, and she was talking about how much she likes to clean and how it's this kind of a stress-free activity for her. She kind of gets all her energy out. And I said, well, that's a great story because we don't want to just talk about how you decorate your home and what pillows you buy, but how do you live in your home and how do you keep it running smoothly and how does it keep you happy and energized and proud? So she was saying, oh, I love to clean. I really do. I said, let's do a story about that. I want to hear all your cleaning tips. And she said, oh, I'm a neat freak. I organize everything. I have labels in my closet. And I said, that sounds great. That is a story. So she vacuumed. She cleaned her mirror. We went over there with the camera. And it turned out to be a great story that has a lot of real life tips. I mean, this is a very talented designer who is on television, but you know what? She cleans her own house, and she has a squeegee and a cleaning closet like you wouldn't believe. So I want to know from her.
Is it like tricked out like a SWAT team trailer?
You know, she has a closet that has like a shoe organizer on the back of it, and then little caddy bins. It's all the pockets are filled with all these neat products and tools and things like, I learned so much. She uses a lint roller to clean off her speakers, you know, things like that. Little tricks like that are just so valuable to people who, you know, cleaning your house is hard and you're always looking for better ways to do it. So I thought it was great for readers to see how the pros do it.
Well, that's definitely something that everybody will want to check out in the October-November issue. And then there's something else, too, I'm curious about is Thanksgiving with a twist. Now, shaking up your holiday, you know, I've seen so many, every year.
Tablescaping.
Yeah, all this
right.
stuff. The whole stuff. How are we going to shake it up?
It's a holiday that doesn't come with a lot of activities, right?
And yes,
it's
well,
sort
eating.
Of, it can be a little slow, and we were talking about that around the office. You know, how can you... Because we want to have fun at home. And I mean, if you're not having fun at home, where are you having fun, you know? So you're having people over, you're hosting Thanksgiving, or you're going to someone else's house for Thanksgiving. What are some ideas that some other stylish people or creative people we know, what are they doing in their own homes? You know, it goes back to what are people, how are they living in their own homes, and can we get any ideas from them? So we just started asking a bunch of people, what are your fun you know, twists on tradition. Maybe you don't serve a pumpkin pie. Maybe you serve pumpkin ice cream on brownies. I don't know. Maybe you have a special tabletop decoration. Maybe you play a fun game for with the kids. And I think we got a lot of fresh ideas. And I've certainly done Thanksgiving decorating stories for years and years and years. And I know how, you know, it's easy to be cliche and you think you've heard it all. So we really try to get fresh, never heard of those ideas before.
Yeah, one thing
I need
that,
to have fun. I mean, I want it to be a fun magazine that lifts your spirits and you feel like, oh, that was entertaining. You know, you're learning a lot along the way, but it's supposed to be a fun, light, entertaining read.
Well, one thing that I do for Thanksgiving, and Mark's
going
to get...
You should see these hand signals going on over here. I mean, we're literally... I don't know...
I gesture a lot, too. I can totally picture
it. Yeah, I'm going to steal a third and another couple of hand
gestures.
Well,
you know, we're married, and so there's a lot of gesturing that happens. No, but for Thanksgiving, one thing that I like to do every year is to stuff a pumpkin, because I'm a vegetarian, and I don't do the whole turkey thing. So that's, like, you know, my twist on it. But
what do you stuff your pumpkin with? Stuffing?
No, with vegetables, and actually with the pumpkin. So, you know, taking all the pumpkin out of inside the pumpkin and then cooking it and making like this delicious.
See, if we had asked you, we would have totally put that on the story. Yep.
That
sounds
so
great.
Nice.
I'm not just saying that because I'm on your show right now.
Well, either way, it's fine.
How long have you been married? Did you say how long you've been married?
Oh, how long have we married, honey?
We've been married 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
Fourth year of bliss.
Yes, it's blissful bliss.
It is. Every day is perfect.
It is perfect.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm
it's like Sesame Street. Every morning we start off with
a little song. Every project you do is flawless.
Oh, yeah.
Every home improvement repair job you've ever tackled has gone.
And please and thank you. Yes.
No bumps.
No. And you know what?
That's a great way to bond, though.
And we don't even need a cleaning. We don't need a cleaning closet either, because everything just is clean. It's just naturally perfect. Right, honey?
Yeah. So if you're doing another cleaning feature, don't call us. It's just spontaneous clean bustion over here.
Yes, because of all the love.
Well, I want to.
Everybody has their own talent. I mean, we find that with the talent of HGTV too. You know, there's some people. We have a section in the magazine called Real Estate Spy, and it's fun. Like, people like to watch HGTV for the house prices and house hunters and sort of play along. You know, oh, what would this house cost if I lived here? Or what house are they going to pick? Or how much money are they going to earn on their reno? And that's a fun section for us, because people can learn a lot about what they can do in their own homes and how they can spend their money well on renovations. Like, I think in October, November, there's a story from the Property Brothers, who have a story on 10 renovation no-nos. Mm-hmm. And I like that story because they're talking about mistakes people make, you know, and sometimes you can learn a lot by what not to do.
Oh, for sure.
As you, I'm sure, could teach a lot of people, you know, learning the hard way sometimes is the best way, right?
Sometimes the hard way is the only way.
You kind of have to do it, mess up, and then you know how to do it right.
Oh, that's super cool. And I want to pick up on something you said earlier, which you got a bunch of tools in the office, and I'm a tool nut on this end, and just kind of want to get a vibe for what your tool coverage is like and what we can expect to see.
Well, every issue we have a very popular column. It's called Talk to a Tool Man, and that's with Chip Wade. We might invite some other tool women in the network to participate in that column, but he answers questions from readers about little fix-it, you know, should you do it yourself, should you hire a pro, that kind of thing. And even if you are going to hire a pro, you know, you want to arm yourself with the information so you can hire the pro the right way and make sure that he or she is doing the job you want, you know. And also, tools are big for us, too. People like to know, you know, what should they have on hand. In December issue, not October, November, but December, the next issue, we have a story called The Ultimate Tool Collection. And I'm really excited about this because you do want to know a lot of times from the professional, like, what's the tool you can't live without? You know, if you just had to take one to that deserted island, what would you take? And we've asked a bunch of HGTV hosts and DIY network hosts what tool, one tool they could nominate for this collection, what would it be? And it's just this really big master collection. It's probably 14 tools and everything in there. If you had these 14 tools, you could just do it all. And I think that's such an valuable, all that talent and all that experience going into one article. I just think it's a lot of power in that one tool story. And I think readers are going to like it. There's so many choices out there of what to buy. I'm not always sure what screwdriver to buy, but if someone tells me this is the reason it's the best, I'm definitely interested to know why I should have it.
Now,
so that's a good tool story coming up.
Now, I have kind of a sneaky little question to ask you. Being the editor of a magazine and your mom being an English teacher, is there, like, any strange, like, does she ever call you up and say,
that
well,
should be a semicolon.
Well, honey, yeah.
I'm on the what did you say? I didn't hear that part.
Does your mom being an English teacher, does she ever call?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any pressure?
No, but you know what? My mom is a DIY. She's good at that stuff. I mean, I have to call her sometimes. I mean, she knows what she's doing. And she's fixed a water heater. She's remodeled the kitchen. She's painted houses inside and out. She cleans her own gutters. I mean, she mows her own lawn. This woman doesn't need my advice. And she's watched a lot of DIY and a lot of HGTV. So I come from a family of do-it-yourselfers. And you hire people if you have to, but you should know if you have to how to hire that person correctly. So when I do hire someone, I'm always the one in the room, you know, watching them. What are you doing? What tool is that? What is that for? How do you do that? Now, I know you need a masonry drill. Is that a masonry drill? You know, like I don't step back and just say, oh, you just do what you need to do. I pay attention.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Arm yourself.
And I think women should do that. More often, you know, sometimes you feel like, oh, am I in the way? I'm just going to step out while this plumber is messing around with my toilet. I don't want to sit there and watch him. But you know what? You're paying him. Watch what he's doing and see what he's doing. Maybe you can learn that it wasn't that big of a fix and you could try it on your own next time. Maybe it wouldn't work, but you could try.
That's such good advice because I agree with you wholeheartedly about, you know, women should not be wait around for your husband's boyfriend's dads to help you and to come over
right.
and to fix little things. You should learn how to do simple things yourself.
Yeah.
But we have to go.
I might not know how to saw everything, but I know straight. I know when something's straight and when something's crooked, and I know when somebody's putting tools where they shouldn't, you know. So you just kind of just keep your eyes open, that's all. And I just ask questions. I mean, I'm paying them, so I want to know what that tool is.
I love it. Well, you should change your tagline with my unsolicited advice. Fun, fast, easy makeovers, and empowerment. And I'm going to empower.
Maybe I will. That's a good Ed Note column, I think. I think that's a good one. He just gave me an idea.
Well, there you go. So everybody listening, follow Sarah at HGTV Mag Sarah on Twitter. And we have to go to break. Check out the current issue of HGTV Magazine.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Live.
What a perfect year. Follow your heart. Find a stage, catch a plane, still remain.
Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simonton vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simonton Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes. for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my beautifully designed wife, Teresa.
Yes, did you design me today?
I wish I did design you, but I don't have that kind of street cred in the world of color, style, fashion, etc. You do.
I had no idea you didn't have that, dear.
By
the black t-shirts and carpenter's pants you wear with your roofer's boots.
Every day.
Pretty much every day
every
of your
day.
Life.
Because those match.
Because you have your own sense of style.
And they're not going to wear out. I sometimes wear a tie with that.
Yeah. We'll get to that in another kind of, you know,
maybe
forum.
We could have our guest who, if she hasn't run screaming by now, Kelly Edwards from HGTV's Design on a Dime and Style Network's Tacky House. Kelly, are you still with us?
I'm still here. You're both beautifully designed.
Oh, that's so sweet. Except for Mark's tie with his carpenter's pants.
Sometimes you got to dress up.
That could be Tacky House. I mean, like, you could be actually the Tacky House guy.
Oh, yeah. See, that was what the show was about, was that the homeowners had some pretty tacky things, although they thought it looked really classy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that would be so hard to do. How do you go into someone's home and then spring it on them that, you know what, it's really not as, you know, stylish as you think it is?
Yeah, that was actually the premise for the show was that the homeowners themselves actually felt like their stuff was really cool. And, I mean, listen, everyone has a sense of style, and we used to say, like, having stuff like that is better than being completely boring and, you know, having something that they like, but, you know, some people went completely overboard with it. One lady had, like, leprechauns in her place and had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, and she thought that they talked to her. So there was this element of being classy and then this element of being tacky. So we said, at least you have some sort of sense of style. We just need to kind of rein it in because one or two leprechauns is fine. Hundreds is way out of control.
Now, when you say talking to her, do you mean actual conversations?
Like out loud?
Or is it like they spoke to her in sort of, you know, appreciation way?
I don't really know how deep it got. She did tell me that they run around her house when we were actually shooting. So we're all a little bit freaked out. She was attached to them. She didn't want us to do anything with them. But then once we kind of changed everything around, she was fine with it. So I'm not sure. I think that's her own personal thing. But I do know that what we needed to do was get in there and change her space for
well,
sure.
Well,
so.
From a design perspective, whether you're just making over a room or you've got a house to sell, is just changing something kind of a gateway to everything else when it comes to adopting a new look?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, 9 times out of 10, people truly don't know how to design their space because they live in it and they can't see anything outside of that. So if you think about it, every day you come home, you see the same thing and you just get used to it and everything kind of stays the same. So people assume, you know, I don't know how to design my space. I don't know what to do because they're living in it every day. However, what you just said is, you know, you can do something as simple as changing out a rug to start, and it completely transforms the entire space, and then you start to see it a little bit differently. You know, it's really hard to be able to design your space when you live in it. I've done it many times, and everybody thinks that, you know, coming over to my house, I'm going to have this beautifully designed space, but I live in it, and I see all these things every day, so sometimes, you know, it takes someone coming over and saying, oh, you know, you moved that over there, and I look at it, I say, oh, you know, I guess I did. And then from there, it's like, you know what, maybe I'll add the color over there now, or, you know, maybe I'll do this. So it is. It's about just changing small things to start that will kind of transform into a bigger project.
Wow, okay. So you took the leprechauns.
Yes, actually, I have one. And we actually used it on set and then passed it around, and everyone got to bring it home to their house.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, you know, instead, another thing that people listening can sort of take into their own homes, besides, you know, having a friend come over or having someone come over and give a different perspective and just changing one thing, are there any other kinds of that would help someone along with their design at their own home?
Obviously color transforms any space. You know, I'm sure every designer always tells you, you know, just to talk about, you know, changing out paint colors and doing that. Some people are color phobes and they don't know how to change that. But, you know, truly that is one of the biggest ways to transform your space and kind of get started. You know, some people who are scared of color can just change little things, you know, like their rugs and their pillows and their lighting. For me, as a designer, I swear, lighting is the biggest thing over everything else. I mean, even over paint for me, quite honestly, because you can have the most beautifully designed space, and if your lighting's off, it'll look terrible. People think that, you know, they can't even paint their bathroom a dark color because it's too small. Well, for me, that's not true, because sometimes I believe that when I paint bathrooms darker colors, it actually makes it look bigger. But it depends on the lighting. So if the lighting's terrible in the bathroom, of course it's going to look, shadowy and dark, whereas if, you know, you get a really great sconce or a really great overhead, it'll kind of transform the space. So I always say that when you start with your design, really start with your lighting first, because that will truly transform the look of it.
That is so true, and I never have started with the lighting first, and I think I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, I mean, before you do anything, truly, a lot of people say, too, about the paint and about painting and they'll transform your space. It does do that. But I always say start with lighting first, because once you get your lighting element in the room may look completely different. And if you think about it, when you paint your room in your space, and let's say your room faces, east or west, when it faces west, per se, when the sunlight, when the sun goes down, that room is going to look a little bit more yellow. So you want to make sure that you know what direction your room faces, because the light will change the color of the space. So I always say start with lighting first and then paint actually last, because that's when you can kind of gather in all the colors of your space that you already have and then put the color on the walls to transform it.
I love that.
That is super cool. And you know, one of the spaces that we like to design a lot is outdoor spaces. But
yeah,
the scale of it becomes so big. There's all these different elements to deal with. And I'm not trying to catch you in an inconsistency or anything.
You aren't?
I am not.
Because you're naughty.
Because, look, all I got out of that last segment was buy a compass. and a flashlight.
Figure out where north is.
So you're like, you know, figure out the space and the lighting and the direction and stuff. I'm going camping, so.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. But no, for the outdoors, lighting and color and those kinds of things, do you have kind of a couple quick tips that you use to approach an outdoor space?
Well, I always like to think of the environment first. You know, where is it? How do they use it? You know, that sort of thing. Do they want it to be more of a relaxing outdoor space? And I always like to put in, a nice water feature. Is it someplace they want to entertain? Do they have a big patio that's kind of being underused? You know, consider the outdoors as if you would your living room. I mean, obviously for the past few years, it's been really big with these indoor-outdoor spaces where people feel like they can transition from the inside out. And I like to entertain. I love to entertain, and I especially like to entertain outside. I feel like it's a little bit more comfortable for people. So I always say use things outside that you would inside and vice versa. So if you have a piece of furniture inside and you want to bring it out to that patio, do it. You know, create a space outside that almost makes it feel like a living room. You know, use your environment around you. Obviously, lots of plants, lots of flowers, all that stuff is great, too, to kind of warm up the space outside and in. So, I always treat the outdoors when I do it as if it's someone's living room.
That's super cool.
That is cool.
We're digging that. So
we are big fans of being outside too. Like I swear, like every single meal we could possibly eat, we eat outside.
We actually named our outside.
And Mark spends a lot of time with his compass and his flashlight too.
Things like mirrors. You know, put mirrors on your back patio. Put chandeliers out there. Put lamps out there. You know, do kind of the same thing that you would do inside.
Now, this book that you're working on, Design Cookbook, The Recipes for a Stylish Home, that's coming out next year, right?
It is. It's coming out in May.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, what is a design cookbook? Please tell me.
Yeah. So, I was talking with a publisher about doing a cookbook, and doing a design book. And, you know, the thing is that there's two types of design books. There's a design book that's a DIY book that's, you know, for people who can use chop saws, table saws, and like to be crafty. And then there's a book for people who like high-end design. So it's more coffee table-ish book. So what I decided to do is, obviously, I'm known for, you know, designing on a dime, taking sticks and making something out of them. And when I was talking to a publisher about making a book, I thought, you know, what is a book that I can do that appeals to everybody, that doesn't just appeal to a DIYer, it appeals to somebody who can make a $100,000 room, too. And I thought, gosh, what does everyone love to do? And they love to read cookbooks and watch cooking shows. I can't cook at all, but I love to watch the shows. I can read a cookbook, and I can make a recipe. So I thought, why not do a design book that looks like a cookbook? So it literally gives people recipes for rooms. So it's not brain surgery here. Basically, all you have to do is, you know, flip through the book, see a page, see a room that you love, and basically we'll give you all the ingredients for making that space. So literally you look at it and they'll say two wingback chairs, a graphic print rug, you know, a leather sofa paired with a low slung console. This is the room. You know, paint the room a light blue. We'll go with the compass like we just talked about. You know, it faces this direction so it's going to work, or we've incorporated some of this other stuff so the color will bounce off the rug. This is why it works. So it's almost like reading a cookbook for a room, and it really breaks it down and gives the readers takeaways to find spaces that they like and feel comfortable being able to do it themselves. Because sometimes people look at a design book and say, okay, I even see the photo, but I have no idea what's going on here. I wouldn't even know where to start. Well, we just give you all the ingredients to start, and then we give you all the tips on why it works and little things that you can do in your home too. So
that's brilliant.
It sounds so like a very accessible, modern, cool version of a book that I had to read in architecture school called Pattern Language. And, like, it, you know, taking patterns and from everyday life and trying to create, like, a formula for it, but it was complicated. And this is so, like, it sounds so easy. I can't wait for it to come out. I can't wait for it to come out and read
that,
it.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
And in the about minute we have left, I have a personal question for you.
Uh-oh. Should I leave the room?
You might consider it.
Alrighty.
So I read on your Twitter feed, at Kelly Edwards INC, that you'd like to cover your entire house in Calypso St. Barth. It's a color, I guess. That color makes me happy. And I scroll down a little bit more, and I see that your music shuffle's got Norah Jones. And I scroll down a little bit more, and then I find that you're in vegetarian heaven. Then I scroll down a little bit more and ask, when were you and my wife separated at birth?
Oh, my gosh, that does sound like me.
Oh, it's stuff you'd say. I see a color. Paint the whole house.
Yeah.
Get inside and out.
No, Calypso St. Barth. I did a photo shoot at my house, actually, and I grabbed those Calypso St. Barth bags, and they're this pink color, and I just die over them and love them. And I could literally put, you know, I saw this thing where this girl had taken these shopping bags and put them into frames, and it was so amazing and cute. And I thought, I need to do this all over the place. And I thought, I think my husband's going to kill me. And it's probably not a good idea to do in my house. But yes, love the color. It's great. And for people who are commitment phobic, it's kind of, you know, because I see so many colors all the time that I actually have pretty white walls and I put color in everything else. So that's why I love them so much.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. I love that, Mark.
Well, you have got to check out Kelly at KellyEdwardsInc.com.
And follow her on Twitter, for sure, because we do.
We do, and we have got, even though I don't want to.
Take a break.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life. Goodbye, would you not break? Would you let it open up and let a tear drop? Fall for joy and for the balance. Balance the girl and tip the boy. Mm-hmm.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
We're back inside my fix-it-up life, and I'm upset. There's a dent in my carpet, and people are coming over. What do I do?
What do you do?
What do I do?
I know what you do.
Pop quiz.
We shared this on NBC's The 10 Show in Philadelphia, and it's a cute little quickie tip that takes just ice and a fork, and you can remove the dents in carpet. You know, those dents that are so annoying when you're moving furniture, you know, for a party, or if you're moving furniture just because you want to redecorate.
Yes, you've got the dent left over, the impression left from the actual piece of furniture.
And it might not be something that annoys probably you as much as it annoys probably the me of our audience.
Just to be honest, I got to look at the crown molding and make sure that, you know, the room is built and assembled. The carpet dent, I can think I can live through it.
But yeah.
But please continue.
No, all you do is you melt ice in the dent. So put a piece of ice in the dent or fill up whatever dent it is with ice and let it melt overnight or throughout the day. And then you can take a fork and then kind of pull back the little carpet fibers,
yep,
with the little tongs of the fork, and it should come back to life. Now, if it's a super duper dent, you might have to repeat the process like twice.
Right. And the liquid of that ice is going to melt in there slowly, sort of refill those cells in that fabric and help bring it back.
Bring it back to life, baby. But you know what else?
But if you're in a hurry like you.
But if you're in a hurry and you just moved your furniture and friends are coming over and you want to get rid of the dent, what you can do is you can use a spray bottle of water and gently spray the area and then use a hair dryer and use fork to like pull it back. And you don't want to overspray it because you don't want to damage anything underneath. And you don't want to have a sopping wet carpet for when your friends come over too.
Right. So don't put the whole tub of ice cubes on there.
Like you would probably do, my dear.
Yeah, ice, all right, here.
But here's another thing that we share on NBC's The 10 Show is, you know, you have a little bubble in your wallpaper or there's like it's starting to come apart just a little bit.
Like at the seam, maybe.
Yeah, and it's really upsetting because everything else looks beautiful, but you have like a little something that's just not quite right. Or if it's the first time you've hung wallpaper and it's just not exactly as smooth as you want to be, it's really simple. All you have to do is poke a little hole in the little bubble. Or if you have it at the seam, it's easier too. And take a syringe full of adhesive.
Yes, wallpaper adhesive, not any old glue.
Yes, you can buy wallpaper adhesive. It's in the aisle at the Home Improvement Center where you can find the wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put a little dab in there and then you want to press it back so that it,
yes,
lays smoothly.
Yes, and I will tell you though, what's not in the aisle at the Home Improvement Center is that syringe. We had to look around for it. And it turns out that Hyde makes them. So you can get them there, HydeTools.com.
Yeah, and you can go to, you know, the mom and pop hardware stores will most likely have them. You know, it's one of those crazy things is that the tinier the hardware store, the more likely it'll probably have it. It's the opposite of what you'd probably think about.
It is definitely the opposite.
But I love those old time hardware stores. I mean, they're just...
Oh, the creaky floors.
Oh my God, they're so inspiring to me and I can spend an entire day in them. But here's another tip, because stainless steel is wildly popular and stainless steel is wildly annoying because of all the fingerprints, especially from, you know, all of your lovely children. I love them, but you know, their fingerprints get on everything.
And I just take my shirt off and roll against the refrigerator whenever I can.
Ew.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
That is disgusting.
No, this drives me crazy too. And this is like the way you feel about the carpet dents is the way I feel about this. Stainless steel should be stainless. And a great way to keep fingerprints off of it is to first clean it off, you know, clean the fingerprints off.
Yeah, like with hot water or something like that, because stainless steel can actually scratch easily.
Yes, and you want to always do stuff on stainless steel with the grain. It's brushed. But then spray WD-40 on a paper towel, and again, with the grain, wipe the WD-40 on the stainless steel, and that's going to create a barrier between the oils in your skin and the steel itself, and that will help eliminate fingerprints and smudges and all that stuff.
And watermarks in the whole nine yards. But you know, really other cool thing that WD-40 can do that is pretty awesome little fixie-up before you have friends over or just like to make you happy in your own life is, you know, chrome. Like chrome in the bathroom especially can get rusty, and it's kind of like really upsetting. And one thing you can do to prevent it, we've talked about before, is you can actually seal it with clear nail polish.
Yes.
But if you don't want to go through the tedium of painting your chrome with nail polish, which I can imagine you doing, Mark, is you can actually use WD-40. And what you do is you spray the WD-40 on the chrome, and then you take a piece of aluminum foil, and then you rub it into it. And what happens is there's an oxidation process that happens. And it actually, like, it's so gorgeous. You, like, you'll blow your mind. It'll just come back to life, and you won't be frustrated or have to feel like you have to, like, throw out your whatever chrome
right,
thing it is.
Because you do feel that way, because there's no way to really clean it off. And this is a great solution. And unfortunately, it is the same solution that's going to bring us into a break.
Oh, we have to go to break. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
I'm your fix-it man. Oh, day or night, rain or shine, I can come when you call. If there's any kind of trouble, there's no trouble at all, I'll be there on the double with the right tools and the two strong hands. Well, if it's stuck, I can twist it. If it's heavy, I can lift it. I'm your Mr. Fix-It Man.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show. So if you have questions about today's show or a project at your home, send us a note at info@myfixituplife.com. We want to hear your questions, and we love to learn from you.
So follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, check out our pins on Pinterest, and watch our videos at YouTube.
Listen to more My Fix It Up Life shows on free apps for iPhone and Android, or at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
And tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life.
I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life. White dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. just a simple lower due. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be grandkids running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be lifelong love filled guarantee, and I'm so glad that we